get ready to unfold.
Saturday's matchup was more like a scrimmage, played under game conditions. A little more than a minute in, the Crimson Bears scored the first touchdown.
Touchdown Bears.
They had 10 before it was over. Kicker Adam Soto added 8 extra points. Thunder Mountain was able to block just 2 PAT attempts. The Bears' dominating defense held the Falcons scoreless and limited them to 1 first down on a penalty. Senior running back Jarek Abia scored 3 Bears TDs.
The line blocked so well. The holes were so big, I just ran through them. It was amazing.
While penalties hurt the Falcons, they didn't seem to let up their effort on the defensive side of the ball. But as Crimson Bears head coach Rich Soros noticed, Juno had more speed.
I mean, if you're a big running back and you got 3 fast guys tackling your shins and knees, it's kind of hard to get going, and that's kind of what we were able to do tonight. This is probably one of the better tackling teams we've had.
A lot of times we were in there for the tackles.
And as Falcons head coach Bill Boyer noted, they were able to pressure Bears quarterback Philip Fanumiai a few times, but
we didn't finish up. I mean, we looked good for a minute, and then it was done with.
The varsity Falcons will find their identity. Junior running back John Jolie called it their first and last loss of the season.
We weren't really on our game, but we're learning. We're a new program. We'll get it all together, and later in the season, we're going to pick it up.
Judging by the crowd, a full parking lot, and cars parked along both sides of Loop Road, the first annual Glacier Bowl promotes a crosstown football rivalry between JDHS and Juno's newest school. You could even buy T-shirts that said, "Let the rivalry begin." JDHS has had a football team for more than 2 decades. Thunder Mountain begins its 3rd season, and despite the big loss, expectations remain high. Both Falcons coach Boyer and Bears coach Soros say the Glacier Bowl served as a tune-up for the upcoming conference games.
They're a superior team than we are right now. We're definitely going to grow and build more, and we'll be ready to go Thursday.
The Falcons play Homer Mariners on Friday in Homer. Juno is also on the road. Soros says the easy win over the Falcons didn't prepare the Bears much for the North Pole Patriots they will face on Friday.
It helped them get ready for football because it's our first game of the year and you got to get the bugs worked out. But if you look at our kids, I mean, for the most part, we had 11 guys on the field every time. Guys were able to sub in and out. It's a very football smart group.
JDHS and TMHS varsity teams won't meet each other again this season. Crimson Bears play in the Rail Belt Conference of the Large Schools Division, and the Falcons play in the Southeast Conference, which is part of the Medium Schools Division. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.